I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Evening News for Friday, February 23. Coming up, grade 5 students to sit primary exit profile PEP mock exams, insurance scheme to be developed for farmers, and State Minister Floyd Green calls on Heart Trust to highlight young innovators. The news in detail after the break.
Here are some interesting facts under the Disabilities Act.
Fact: persons with disabilities have a right to education.
A right to proper health care.
Fact: we have a right to housing and to be able to enter premises.
A right to public transportation that we can enter on our own.
And a right to take part in political and public life.
Enough more things in the Act. Make a start and play a part. Respect the ability of each person with a disability and learn all the facts on the Act.
Visit jcpdja.com.
Now the news. All grade 5 students will sit the primary exit profile PEP grade 6 mock examinations in June. Education Minister Senator Ruel Reid says all the necessary arrangements have already been made for students to sit the mock exams. The current cohort of grade 5 students will be the first to officially sit the grade 6 components of PEP in 2019. Minister Reid says school administrators and parents can expect ongoing updates regarding PEP.
On track, we are just working to execute on the final GSAT in March, and then we will now ramp up PEP, because the first big ramp up for PEP is to distribute learning material to schools and students and parents alike in their preparation for their mock PEP assessment in June, and so people become familiar with the type of questions and assessment that we will do on the PEP.
Senator Ruel Reid was speaking in an interview with JIS News. PEP will replace GSAT as the National Secondary School Entrance Test. It will seek to provide a better and more complete profile of the academic and critical thinking capabilities of students at the end of primary level education. An insurance scheme is to be developed for farmers. The all-inclusive scheme will be established by the government in partnership with the Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations, the FAO.
It's important for us to put into the hands of farmers some comfort in the form of insurance that will allow them to be able to rebuild and provide for their families if, God forbid, any form of natural disaster should occur.
Principal Director of Planning and Policy in the Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries, Sean Baugh. Mr. Baugh was speaking with JIS News following the opening session of the recently held FAO National Consultation to discuss priorities for Jamaica's food and nutrition security and rural development. Consultations will be held with the various stakeholders, such as farmers, before the insurance scheme is implemented. The Jamaica Constabulary Force, JCF, has partnered with the Northern Caribbean University-owned radio station NCUFM to sensitize students, teachers, and communities about its Acts of Random Kindness ARC project. The initiative of Violence Interruption and Prevention Program is being taken to schools island-wide through the partnership. In an interview with JIS News, Deputy Commissioner of Police Novelette Grant said the project is one of the tools designed to address social ills in schools and communities.
When students start to think in kind ways, when they start to think kind, act kind, they become kind. And we would love for them to use that to counter some of the negative ways that they treat each other as peers, and how they relate to each other as peers.
DCP Grant says the ARC campaign is steadily impacting the minds of persons who hear the messages from the JCF team, especially the youth. A number of service groups and stakeholders have also expressed interest in contributing to the initiative, which aims to promote kindness to combat destructive thoughts, words, and actions. And State Minister in the Ministry of Education, Youth and Information, Floyd Green, has tasked the Heart Trust NTA with keeping track of young innovators and highlighting their creativity. Minister Green says if Heart facilitates the exposure of youth who are doing well, this will help to dispel the myth surrounding TVET or skills-based education.
That is something that we definitely need to do, because we need to use them to motivate others. And there are a number of youth across the length and breadth of Jamaica that have some tremendous products. There's a young lady in my constituency now that does wine from almost every single plant and is doing very well. We need to highlight their innovation so that more people can see and can follow suit.
Minister Green was speaking at the inaugural Technical and Vocational Education and Training TVET Leaders Summit and Youth Forum held in Kingston earlier this week. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.